The South African Institute of Chartered Accountants has introduced a new qualification called AGA, which will enable an accounting professional who doesn't necessarily have chartered accountant aspirations to be able to do work that bridges between strategic and operational objectives. To break down what the qualification is all about and who's qualified to do it, I'm joined on the line by Audrey Kleinheinz. She's a project director for training at SAICA. Audrey, what is an AGA qualification?
It's a mid-tier qualification in the accountancy profession, credible, recognized professional designation that will equip the holders of the designation to enhance and measure organizational value.
What does it stand for?
It stands for a professional accountant with the multidisciplinary skills that will enable them to bridge the operations of a company with the strategic management. It lies between operations and strategy.
Okay, super. So who can qualify as an AGA?
The person must be a graduate, i.e. holder of a bachelor's degree, and there are degrees of experience required. In other words, depending on the qualification they hold, we would look at the work experience they have, and there would be a training equivalence assessment.
So as much as you've explained that this qualification will really aid you in between the operations and the strategy, what are the benefits of registering with SAICA for the AGA?
So we believe the major benefit is the association with SAICA, which is a worldwide recognized accountancy professional body, but it also then gives the AGAs access to technical advice on tax, accounting, auditing, and so on, access to events, networking opportunities, seminars and events, products, various products such as the SAICA Handbook, Accountancy SA, etc., and then access to professional development, able them to maintain their professional competence.
Audrey, presumably the SAICA Code of Professional Conduct is applicable to the AGA?
Absolutely. So as is the case with CAs, for AGAs, a contravention of or failure to comply with the requirements of the code will be regarded as an offence.
So what statutory duties can an AGA perform?
They can compile financial statements for companies, close corporations, not-for-profit companies and so on, perform an independent review per the Companies Act, act as an accounting officer for close corporations, schools, body corporates and so on, act as commissioner of oath, and they can also, very importantly, register as a tax practitioner in terms of the Tax Administration Act.
Would this be a natural step for you to take this course before pursuing a CA course?
Not necessarily. It could be part of your career path towards becoming a CA, but we really see it aimed at people who have the desire to be a recognized accountancy professional without necessarily pursuing the CA route.
That was Audrey Kleinheinz. She's project director for training at SAICA.